Amen. I'm thankful for the opportunity to preach tonight. Wasn't even close to expecting it. When Brother Jeff asked me Sunday night, he said, "Are you ready for Tuesday?" I said, "What are you talking about, Brother Jeff?" He said, "Are you ready to preach?" I said, "Well, yeah," but I wasn't expecting that because I just preached Friday. To be completely honest with you, I'm about as nervous as I was the first time I preached, and I don't really know why, but I'd like for the Lord to help us. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter number 18. Glory to God. I felt this message on my heart. Brother Richie testified Sunday night. The Holy Ghost spoke, and immediately when the Holy Ghost spoke that, this message came to me. Now, I've already preached this once. I preached it for Brother Darius, and I'm not preaching again because I ain't got nothing else to preach. I got 30 other messages in my binder up here, but this is what I feel on my heart. And you know, I got to thinking about what the Holy Ghost spoke and promised to send us to revival. And I don't mean to be too bold here, but after what Sister Shantae said and after what the Holy Ghost spoke Sunday night, we seem a little tight in here, if you know what I mean. And I'm not trying to be too bold. I want you to help me to preach tonight because I felt like the Lord laid it on my heart. And I want to help you. I really do. Help me, Lord. 1 Kings chapter number 18. We're going to begin at verse number 41. Oh, sweet Lord. Hallelujah. And Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Would you pray with me one more time? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know I can't do this by myself. You know I can't do this by myself, Lord. Oh, God. Stand by me tonight, Holy Ghost. Lord, move in this heart, we pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, use us if that's all right, Brother Mike. If the Lord would help me tonight, I'd like to preach on the sound of the Spirit. The sound of the Spirit. Oh God. We know in these scriptures that we read tonight there was a great drought in the land. Elijah prophesied. Amen. Sweet. You're going to have to help me preach. I can't do this by myself. Oh, God. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Elijah prophesied that there would be neither rain nor dew for these years. The Bible says, the land of Israel went through a drought for 3.5 years. Oh, God. Hallelujah. A drought is simply a prolonged shortage. And sometimes it seems like we go through these droughts spiritually. My heart's so burned. And I hardly stand it, because I look and I see this church, and we were on fire just a few months ago, and the Holy Ghost can speak, tells that he's going to send revival, and we sit there as if nothing ever happened. Oh, I ask you, what's it going to take tonight for us to get out of the drought? A drought is not a good time, brother. Oh, God. Oh, you're running empty when you're in a drought. There's nothing to keep you going. There's no water to keep you living. There's nothing to keep you going. Oh, God. Sometimes it seems like we go through these droughts spiritually. Sometimes it seems like we can't grab a hold of that anointing like we want to. Oh, but can I tell you tonight that there is a Spirit of God here tonight that is willing. I said He's willing to give us that which we need. He's willing to pull us out of the drought. He's willing to send His Spirit by if you're willing to accept it. Oh, hallelujah. How long has it been since you spoke in another tongue? How long has it been since God laid you out on the floor? How long has it been since you took a lap around the church? Oh, we're running empty, brother. I know it's just little time, and I know it's just a Tuesday night, but we're running empty, and I know that it seems like we can't see it, but tonight the devil's fighting us. He's trying to keep us from revival. Oh, God. We don't have to wait until Brother Joey Height gets here next Tuesday, I believe, for the Lord to send revival. He can send it right here tonight, just as He would any other night. And I'm here to tell you that the Spirit of God is in this house. Hallelujah. I don't know if you can sense it. Oh, but I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. And I feel like He wants to fill somebody up. I feel like He wants to take us out of the drought that we're in. I feel like He wants to pull us out of the dead state that we're in and rain on us tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh. 1 Kings chapter number 18. Same chapter. Verse number 17. Great God of heaven. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house. And ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Forgive me. Oh, God. You see here, Ahab was blaming Elijah for the drought. He was blaming Elijah for what was going on, for the trouble that was in Israel. Oh, but it was Ahab's fault for they were in the drought. Oh, God. He had forsaken the commandments of God. And I feel tonight that there are those here that are running empty. But they've been blaming others for their problems. They've been blaming others because they haven't been praying like they ought to have. They've been blaming others because God hasn't moved in their soul. They've been blaming others for the drought. But can I tell you that you can't do that? If you're in a spiritual drought, it's nobody's fault but your own. I don't mean to be too bold here. I'm not trying to make you angry at me. I'm just preaching what God gave me tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, but in spite of all that's going on, wouldn't it be nice tonight to hear the sound of an abundance of rain? Wouldn't it be nice tonight if the Holy Ghost just settled down over 3201 Dryden Road and filled us up like He did when Brother Gary Enfield was here such a long time ago? Oh, what happened to that Spirit? What happened to the Spirit of God since then? He didn't die, but what we have done is we've got ourselves into a place that there is no rain in our spiritual life. Oh, God. Oh, God. I got to thinking about a thing we do at youth camp about every year, and it's called the rainforest. And everybody in the camp snaps their hands, and it's pretty cool. It sounds like a little bit of rain. It sounds like it's sprinkling outside. And then the rain picks up a little bit, and we beat on our knees, and it sounds like the rain picks up a little bit more. And then finally we stomp on the floor and it sounds like a downpouring in there. It sounds like an outpouring of rain. But oh, wouldn't it be nice tonight if we could feel an outpouring of the Holy Ghost? Wouldn't it be nice tonight if the Holy Ghost would come on us so strong that it would sound like every one of us are stomping our feet and the Holy Ghost is moving in such a way, amen, that it just sounds like a downpour of rain. And Elijah, by faith, he told that servant to go down 7 times and look for the rain. And I don't know about you, but for some reason I feel as if I'm the only one that's hearing what I'm telling myself. By faith, I'm telling myself to go look for the cloud. I'm telling myself there's a cloud out there somewhere. There's a cloud out there somewhere. The Holy Ghost wants to move, and I'm looking for it. But could I get someone else here tonight that would be willing to stand up and say, I'm willing to go down with you, Todd. I'm willing to go down and look for the Holy Ghost. I'd like to see the Holy Ghost move here tonight on a Tuesday night. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm beginning to feel that rain. By faith, I see that cloud out there. By faith, I hear the Holy Ghost moving. By faith, I hear the abundance of rain. I can't see the cloud, but oh, I feel the cloud. Oh, glory to God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh. You gotta wonder. Hey man, you gotta wonder on that first and second and third and fourth, fifth and sixth time that the devil began to jump on Elijah's back and say, what was that you heard a little while ago? I didn't hear a thing. I think it was just your ears. But by faith, he said, go down again. And can I tell you tonight, you may not have the Holy Ghost here tonight. Maybe you're sick in the Holy Ghost. Maybe you've been trying to get refilled with the Holy Ghost. And it seems like every time you pray, you're in a drought. You can't get through. You can't get through to the Holy Ghost. But can I tell you tonight, go down again. Go down again. If you're sick in the Holy Ghost and you ain't got him, if you go down 7 times, you might find that he comes down and fills you up. Oh God. Oh, I wish I could preach this how I feel it. Great God. Oh God. You can tell, I did a little bit of research on how you can tell when the rain is coming. And I like this. It said that you can tell when the rain is coming when the wind switches directions and picks up rapidly. Hallelujah. And I felt the Lord come down here. I felt the Holy Ghost. I felt like it switched directions a little bit. Maybe you did too. Maybe you begin to feel the Holy Ghost a little bit as I've got to preach. But oh, wouldn't it be wonderful as I've heard that sound of an abundance of rain with my ear. Amen. That the wind would pick up rapidly and the Holy Ghost would come down in this place. Amen. And it'd fill every one of us up. Hallelujah. You might not be expecting it, but I'm expecting the rain. Amen. Nobody else expected the rain because they were in the drought. But Elijah heard it. Amen. Elijah heard it. Oh God. Oh God. Help me here. Help me here. Oh, I wonder if we begin to praise God. If we begin to praise God here tonight and take God at his words. He said, if you tarry in my altar, I'll send revival. Do you believe it tonight? Or are you just going to stay in the ground? I said, do you believe it tonight? Do you believe that God can fill you back up, Brother Richie? Hallelujah. Do you believe that God can fill you back up, Dustin? Young people, do you believe that God can come back down on dry road? I said he can do it. I said he can do it. No matter how long that we've been in a drought, the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Ghost can still come down here and fill us up. Oh God. Joel chapter number 2 and verse 23 says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will help me, Lord. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Also, Hosea chapter 6 and 3.
It says, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain of the earth. There we have two promises that God will come unto us like the rain. There's two promises right there, right in God's word. If you don't believe me, why don't you believe God's word? Amen. If we just follow on to know the Lord, if we just follow on to the ways that he has for us, oh, he'll come down and he'll come unto us like the rain. Hallelujah. Oh, he can come unto us like the wind as well. For in Acts chapter number 2 and verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And in the 45th verse of the chapter that I read here tonight, and there was great winds there. There was a great rain and the wind was heavy. Hallelujah. And it came as a rushing mighty wind. I believe that the Holy Ghost can come through here tonight as of a rushing mighty wind and fill us all up. I said it can fill us all up as with a rushing mighty wind. Oh God of heaven, I'm about done preaching. Oh God, Ezekiel 48 and 35, and it was round about the 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be, the Lord is there. And the book of Ezekiel, I got to thinking, is a book of restoration. Amen. It's a book of restoration. And the book of Ezekiel ends with the statement, the Lord is there. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful tonight? Man, it seems like we're in the drought. Amen. But wouldn't it be nice tonight if we could write down on January the 31st, 2012, that at Dry Knob was a story of restoration. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, do you believe it tonight? Do you believe it tonight? Oh, God can restore us tonight. God can restore us tonight. Oh, we can end tonight by saying the Lord is here. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. 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 He can restore us. He can renew us. He can revive us. He can resurrect us. He can rejuvenate us. It's all here tonight if you'll just take him at his word. Oh, God. Oh, I'm done preaching. Let's stand. Oh, God. Oh. Pastor, I think you ought to come take this from me. Help us, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Todd. Isn't the Word of God wonderful?
Amen.
I said, isn't the Word of God wonderful?
Amen.
The thing that you must remember about all things is that God is the first and foremost, first clause of everything.
Right.
The reason there wasn't no rain in Israel was because God shut the heavens.
Right.
The reason rain came is because God opened the heavens.
Right.
You got to have faith in God.
Right.
If Elijah didn't have faith in God and God's word, he would have never got down to pray. Because he had already prophesied, but even if you prophesy, you got to pray.
Right.
Amen. Somebody's got to watch Elijah. Somebody was watching. They had just seen him call far down because he prayed.
Right.
Now he is praying, and what will happen? Will God be entreated at prayer? Because everybody can pray.
Right.
Everybody can pray.
Right.
There's not a one of us that can't pray.
Right.
We may not be able to call far down. We may not be able to shut the heavens. But we can pray.
Right.
They had learned the lesson that God would answer prayer in Israel.
Right.
Even if Ahab was on the throne and Jezebel was at his side, God could still answer prayer.
Right. Right.
Can I get an amen?
Yes.
It doesn't matter your circumstances. The cause of the drought was right there on the throne.
Yes, sir.
But there was a throne higher than that one.
Right.
You see, the reason that God was angry with Israel was right there on the throne.
Amen.
But there was a throne higher than that one. And Elijah appealed to the higher throne.
Amen.
To go around Ahab and Jezebel, he appealed to a higher throne.
Right.
And when he appeals to the higher court, the higher one that's over Ahab, over Jezebel, over the elements, over nature, can just say, all right, no rain.
Right.
And it will not rain.
Right.
Neither will dew be there.
Right.
Neither will be there any form of moisture. He can keep it as long as he wants.
Right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And then there must be another appeal. To reverse the first appeal, there must be another appeal. So Elijah now is seeing appealing again to the God that he appealed to the first time. Right. God doesn't do anything without getting all the glory.
Right.
Amen.
And you're not even listening to me.
Come on, Pastor.
You say, well, you want prayers answered? We've got to appeal. And God's got to get to glory. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, what's the rest of it? Do all to the glory of God.
Yes.
You want God to judge sin? You appeal to God.
Amen.
But you want that sin to be forgiven, and you want God reconciled to his people? You appeal to God. The eyes of Israel did not see Elijah pray when he prayed in secret and the heavens were shut. But now the eyes of Israel not only seen that God was with Elijah and justified and rectified and said there is but one God and you can appeal only to me.
Amen.
And the fire came and they said the Lord is God.
Amen.
But then there has to be another appeal.
Right.
God must get the glory.
Right.
If God send the fire, will God send the rain? And at the appeal of one man, a man subject to like passions.
Right.
Just like us is what he's saying.
That's right.
Flesh and blood just like us.
Right.
But he knew how to pray.
Right. Amen.
You have not because you ask, not because you seek to consume it upon your own lust.
Right.
That means that we want the glory for it. We want to be able to say, I prayed and God healed that person. I prayed and God sent that blessing. I sung, and if you ought to see me when I sung, the power of God fell. You ought to heard me when I preached, and the power of God fell on that place. I blew the top off of that thing. There's your reward, my friend. When you stand there as Brother Todd did and started and says, I can't do this, that's the right way.
Right.
You're appealing to God.
Right.
Stand by me. Because I can do nothing without you.
Amen.
So Elijah went up to the higher part of the mountain to get away from the lower part of Israel. Amen. And there he prayed. The seven times was not for him. It was for the young man. It was for those observers. That young man going past, people were saying, what's the old prophet doing? He's praying. Where are you going? He told me to go look. What are you looking for? Any sign of rain?
Right.
Amen. He said, what did he tell you to do? He said, go seven times. He said, what trip are you on? He said, I'm on number six. All right, what did you see? I saw nothing. Well, one more trip and that's it. God's not going to answer this prayer. He comes back and says that there's just a cloud out there over the Mediterranean about the size of a man's fist. That's small.
Right.
But before he got back to Elijah, it was already cloudy over his head, and the thing that he had prayed about was now happening.
Right.
That's when God gets the glory.
Right.
It's not in the young man. It's not in the prophet praying. It's in the God who loves his people so long that he could only punish them for sin for so many years.
Right.
He will not kill.
Right. Amen. Come on now.
Because he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will keep his covenant.
Right.
He will punish them, but not destroy them.
Right.
He will chasten them, but every father that loves will chasten his children.
Right.
Come on, somebody shout amen.
Amen.
So God, when he had chastened them, now wants to reconcile them. God, after he had punished them, wants them to know that God is God of love. Now, it's time for them to open their arms, admit their wrong, and come back to God. And that's all God wants. Any drought can be over in any man's heart that will appeal to the higher court of God.
Right.
And come here around this altar and say, Abba, Father, I have done wrong.
Amen.
And remember the prodigal. As soon as he got within talking distance,
right,
he wanted to tell his father, I have sinned against you, and I have sinned against heaven.
Amen.
And the father said, hush, hugged him and kissed him and turned to a servant and said, "Now go fix it.
Right.
Go fix it. This is my son, which was dead." Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And is now alive. This is my son which was lost and is now found. Amen. It's apparent that the Holy Ghost that I just felt come upon me right then is trying to tell you, if you just come back home, just come back to God. He's not mad at you or angry with you. He just wants you to understand He controls everything. Everything. We talk so much about the devil till the devil looms about us like a giant. If we talk as much about God, the devil would diminish in size. Amen. For as a man thinketh in his heart, what's the rest of it? I say, as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man thinketh in his heart. What thoughts are you? I tell you, God loves you too much to let you go. And God will do everything He can to keep you. But if you choose to walk away, He will let you. But if you choose to stay, no matter how weak you are, He'll nurse you back to health. And He will give you a second chance. How many here has ever had a second chance? And a third chance? Well, I can keep my hands up on a fourth chance and a fifth chance. I can tell you that all the times that I have needed Him, He's never failed me when I came back and humbled myself.
Right.
So come back to the Father tonight. It can all be over. You can have peace with God.
Right.
And God will guarantee to supply all of your needs by His riches through Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
This altar's open. Please get us a song. Thank you, Brother Todd, for delivering your heart. Nobody can preach better than a person.